You're with Sonia Feldhoff on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Tracy was waking up to a very big clatter very early one morning. It was a time, Tracy, I believe, when you should have been sleeping.
I wish I was. I'd had a very late night too, and to be woken up at 10 to 6 with a lot of noise was, yeah, not quite a pleasant experience.
Okay, so no warning about what this noise might be. It just started happening. And what did you realise was happening when you looked out the window?
The issue that we have is that our home next door, we're on a subdivided block, was due to start. We'd been told by the owner of that land that the foundations were going to be poured on the Saturday. So we were expecting that, but Friday morning at 10 to 6, we start hearing metal and steel, and I thought, oh, there's builders there already. They must just be putting some extra reinforcing on the slab before they pour it. So in my nighty, I walk out, and to my surprise, they were removing the temporary fence that we currently have erected, and we're standing in our yard about to do the work.
Okay, so the security fencing has been removed to enable the building to take place right on the boundary, which has been approved by council.
Yes.
And needs to happen so that builders can actually do the work.
Yes.
Your pool is only 40 centimetres from the same boundary, so you've got concerns about your property and that pool. But also there's the whole safety issue of this security fencing being removed and this temporary fencing being in place. Is that kind of a pricey of it?
That is it in a nutshell. And we have had zero communication from the builder as to the processes that were going to occur for this build.
Chris Stone is a lawyer with the Legal Services Commission of South Australia. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sonia. How are you?
Very well. Now, can I ask then, in general terms, if a council approves a build that is on a border, what responsibility does a builder have to ensure that that build is done without encroaching on a neighbour's property? Like, are they allowed to put scaffolding over your property? Are they allowed to come onto your property, even if it's more convenient to do the build? Or, do they have a free rein or not?
They don't have a free rein is the short answer, and take it a step at a time. So we sometimes do get inquiries from people a bit like Tracy's situation, where there's a build on the boundary and they say the builders want to come onto our land because they need to build the wall or finish off the wall, and we don't want to let them on our land. And our reply usually is, well, strictly speaking or technically, you don't have to allow them on your land. It might be sensible to allow them on to finish the job off or to do the job so that you've got a pleasing looking wall to look at rather than a one that can't be finished off properly. So that's a practical response. Under the Planning, Development and Infrastructure Act, if you simply refuse, I think the owner of the neighbouring land could ultimately obtain an order allowing you on to the land. But it's within reason, so there has to be a degree of reasonability to it all. So only entering the land and coming onto the land with such equipment as may be absolutely necessary. Now, I don't know the details of this build that Tracy's dealing with in terms of the wall that's going up. Certainly, putting up scaffolding over a pool sounds quite a major intrusion.